Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
You know, it's the offseason. We take a little break. We have to just rest and relax. And Ashley this week is doing a good job at it in Rhode Island. And so as a result, I don't know, it's been a few months ago, we had a guest co-host, and it was a very popular episode. She brought the entertainment, the comedy, the fun, the liveliness, and we brought her back today.
Hey, it's Sydney.
Sydney is on the podcast today.
Hey.
It really was true. You know, Sydney, the response from our listeners after you were on the podcast last time was massive, and I think it's because you bring this, like, breath of fresh air.
I try to when be fresh.
Sit, yeah, like logic.
And yeah.
No, Ashley does the same thing. I don't want this to sound like Ashley does the same, but Ashley's out. She's taking a break.
Yeah, I'm a good replacement for Ashley in the meantime.
Terrific replacement. So on today's podcast, we're going to come up and talk about some of the biggest and best news in Bachelor Nation. It's wild to me that every week we can still have a podcast, even though it's the off season, just based on how many people are doing ridiculous things.
There's always something going on.
Before we do, Sydney, what are you doing that's ridiculous these days?
I'm trying to date in LA. That's pretty ridiculous.
Tell me about it.
I was just talking to Dean about this on the other podcast, but my first LA dating experience consisted of this guy who tried to get me to go on more dates by presents. Like, he would give me a different gift each time. And it was intriguing at first until he started like sending weird things to my house.
Like what?
Like creation bowls and like cupcakes and like... The last gift that I got from him was a pair of Jimmy Choo's, which is, I don't know if you know, like, are very expensive designer shoes. And I was like, yeah, I'm out. I can't. This is too much.
What do you think? How does it, two things here. How does this make you feel? And what do you think he was trying to accomplish?
I think he was used to certain LA type of people that are into that sort of thing. But it would be one thing if we like hit it off in the dates and like, we're talking about interesting things, but mostly we talked about like the weather and like workout classes and like things that like I could talk to anyone about. So we weren't really like connecting in a lot of ways. And then it just started getting creepy.
Let's ask our listeners, please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com or hashtag the Almost Famous Podcast. I want to ask this question. Do you like receiving gifts from the first date on? Like, is that an expectation? And Sydney, I got to ask you, did that keep you around out of curiosity or because you felt cared for?
I wanted to stay around for the story to tell my friends because everyone was like very like confused by this interaction. I tried to stay in as long as I could, but it started getting a little weird, so I opted out.
Do you think he's a listener to the Almost Famous Podcast?
I hope not.
I hope so.
I've blown up his spot a couple times now.
I hope he is. So are you done dating in the Bachelor world?
You never know. I'm open.
Yeah, you're not on Pilot Pete season then.
I am not on Pilot Pete season. Did not crash that season, but we'll see.
Have wanted to be on that season? Like, if they would have asked, would you have been interested?
If it was like him over Colton?
Oh, no, I'm saying like you could have done...
Do like a Becca thing where you come back again?
Yeah, come back.
That would be super interesting. I feel like people would not be into that, but I mean, I find him very charming and like... I don't know, I met him on the finale of Bachelor in Paradise and I was like, he's a charmer. So yeah, I would have been interested in dating him, but I think that ship has sailed, but
yeah,
it's
I think
okay.
It's over.
Yeah,
I think like literally like filming of the Bachelor.
He might be engaged right now, so it's not to me.
That's weird for us both because I was into him too. I think he's a great dude.
Yeah, you guys have similar vibes though. I think like he's like, it's a personality wise, you guys are very like regal and like, but personable. Yeah.
Well, you know, he really brings to the table a lot of the things that I think the franchise. I mean, you know, I loved Mike. I thought Mike would have been a great Bachelor choice, but I really think Pete is going to walk into this thing and thrive because what the franchise needs is somebody that's really interested in finding their one.
Yeah.
And I think he wants to find it. Like, I don't know if it's going to happen. Things happen where, you know, you find somebody and then it ends. But I think he's going into it with the intention of like, I want to find somebody and I'm hoping this is
I also heard he falls for people really, like falls in love really quickly, which makes for a good
we've all heard
season,
those
right?
Some of us more than once.
Not naming names.
But so you're not going on Pilot Pete season. You're not against dating in the Bachelor franchise. You're dating in Los Angeles. I guess I don't know the story. Did you just move to LA?
Yeah, I've been here 3 months now.
Okay, so you're getting used to it. Yeah. How's it going for you?
Just like, you know, learning to drive again. I've already had 3 different incidents. That's interesting. Just kind of like getting my bearings. But so far it's been like the welcome change that I needed. It's going well.
The weather is great. The dating is terrible. Hey, Sydney, Almost Famous Live is hitting the road. We're going to San Francisco, January 11th, 2020. We're doing this because we love you and we want to see you in person. Even better. Here's something crazy. Sydney, who's sitting in studio with me right now, is going to be joining us in San Francisco.
I am. You just reminded me that I will be there.
It's going to be a great time. There's going to be a few really cool surprises, people that I know I'm excited to see. Ashley and myself will be there at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, Saturday, January 11, 2020. Doors open at 7 p.m. Get your tickets at apeconcerts.com and ticketmaster.com. If, hey, you're heading to see Sydney, Ashley, myself, and a few others for the show, stay at the Viceroy Hotel Group, Hotel Zelos, Hotel Zeppelin, Hotel Zeta, all a part of the Viceroy Hotel Group. Sydney, I'm really thankful you're here because you've got to weigh in on some topics. We're going to talk about a new baby to Bachelor franchise. We're going to talk about Bachelor-related dating. We're going to give an update on Pilot Pete. And finally, we're going to talk about following your significant other or friends via the telephone. And I'm surprised at how many people do that. But before we do, let's take a break. The holiday season is here. How do you thrive during the holiday season? How do you balance sleep, holiday planning, and making time to purchase the perfect holiday gift for the special people in your life? The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. I sleep with an 80. I like 80 because it's just the right amount of firmness for my back. Yeah, you know, something like the 60s, 70s, 80s. I'm right there, 80s, and I've been an 80 for the last, 8 years I've had a Sleep Number. It's really special. It's a good number for me. It makes me feel comfortable. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, yes, inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping so you can know every morning how well you slept and gain insights for your best sleep. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed during the ultimate Sleep Number event. Save an incredible 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. That's 50%. Wow. For a limited time only at the Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest to you at sleepnumber.com, my favorite part, /bin.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
If you're in LA or Southern California and you love Sheryl Crow, oh, I do, we have something special for you. See Sheryl Crow in a very private performance at iHeartRadio Theater in Los Angeles. The best part is that it's free. Email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com to RSVP. The show is Monday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Up first in Bachelor News, let's run down the list here. Sydney, I want you to comment as you have one. Carly Waddell and Evan Bass welcome baby number two, Charles Wolf, to this world.
Are they calling him Charlie or Charles?
It's a good question.
Or Wolf?
Where's the Wolf come in?
Yeah. Is that someone's middle name?
Carly Waddell and Evan Bass welcome Charles Wolf.
Wolf Bass? It's kind of like fish slash Wolf. I don't know. It's an interesting.
Yeah. Wolf Bass. Like wolf the Wolf bass. Is eating the bass.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm into it, but
I would like to get a little clarity on how that name's going to work out. But anyways, congratulations to Carly and Evan. They are two of our favorites. They've been always very generous with us. They love on us as a podcast, and we are so thankful to be able to celebrate them and baby number two of this world. Here's the part that, so Evan and Carly were at Ashley and Jared's wedding, and I was sitting in the back of the bus with Evan. And if you don't know Evan, he is a serial entrepreneur, and not just like, hey, he says it on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like he does it, and he does it really well.
That's good.
He's invested in, you know, his time on The Bachelor. I think he was known for being the erection doctor.
Yes.
Which was a wildly successful project for him. I think he's doing very fine.
There's
from
a lot
that.
Of work in that.
There is a
field.
Lot of need. in this world for that. And now he's into like some CBD and those kind of treatments. Evan is a really interesting guy to talk to, and you would never know how I never have understood how he does all of this and yet has. I mean, I think he had a couple kids of his own when him and Carly met, and now two kids with her. And he's not that old. Like, this dude moves and grooves.
He's fertile. That's
he
for
doesn't
sure.
need his own help no. is what we're saying. He doesn't need his own help. Nick Vile. Nick Vile is back into our Bachelor news. He denies dating rumors about Demi, which was an article that we saw all over the press. What is going on here? What do you know?
I know that Nick and Demi are close. I think Nick is like, he kind of guides Demi in this new world that she's in. And I think she looks up to him. She was like, she like loved him before going on Bachelor or anything. Like, she had a big crush on him, but I think they now have more of a working relationship. Mm-hmm. So it may seem. But yeah, I think Demi was hearing those rumors too and was not super happy about those rumors.
Yeah. So do you know Demi well?
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah.
So what was it? I mean, this happens all the time. Mm-hmm. There's rumors of people dating. What was it about this that caused such a like turmoil?
I think it's because Demi just got out of her engagement with Christian.
Okay.
So if she's dating Nick, that would be, it would not be a long enough time frame for them to even be dating right now. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
And just got unengaged.
Yeah. I mean, from what they're saying, they reach out to each other as friends. They have spent time together, but they're just friends.
Yeah. They're just friends.
Yeah. Nick, I've always said this on the podcast. He does this thing on Instagram called like Answers with Nick or something. I don't know. Between that and his painting shirtless, I find myself just wasting a ton of time on his Instagram.
Yeah, those stories are actually very interesting.
Yeah.
And Dean just commented on this where he's one of those people that's not necessarily successful in relationships from what we've seen, but gives pretty good dating advice.
But it's the wildest thing. You read his dating advice, I'm like, I don't know how he came up with that.
I know. It's actually very insightful.
And how much time it took to respond as well as he did to everybody.
I just like don't know why he hasn't applied it to his own life experience, but
I think you might have caught on to something. I don't know what that is, but I'm wondering what happened. Well, Demi and Nick are not dating.
Nope.
They're just good friends. Okay, here's the thing. We're going to talk Colton and Cassie for a bit. This is one of the weirdest conversations I've ever had with my friends.
Okay.
It's going to be the first time. And in a sense, Sydney, every episode we do is this thing called Ben Bitches during the off season, where I just get really angry about something. It's really fun for me. I'm going to take it out on this segment because this is something I don't get, I don't like, I don't understand it. But we have two people in this room right now that seem to thoroughly enjoy this. But before we talk about Colton and Cassie, let's take one more break.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/5. Famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
The holidays mean celebration with friends, company parties, and family gatherings. So why not look stylish and feel comfortable all season long? It's a great question. Rothy's is the company making beautiful shoes for women and kids out of plastic water bottles. And they are crazy comfortable and fully machine washable too. Do you guys hear me right? I mean, this is huge. They make their shoes out of plastic water bottles. They're obviously comfortable, and they're fully machine washable. Rothy's has quickly grown to be a most loved, gotta-have-them brand. It's no surprise they have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. Here, I'm a big fan of them. Jessica got a pair. Ashley loves them. Every person in my life that gets a Rothy's shoe, they think they're just something special. And I think they're something special, too, because I trust their opinion. Rothy's come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns, and they are available in a range of styles like sneakers, loafers, points, and more. Keep an eye out for the holiday colorway launches coming out this season as they are sure to sell out fast. Rothy's make a great gift for your best girlfriends and family. They'll thank you every step. Perfect for women in your life who is always on the go and loves a good balance of fashion and function. That's my type of woman. Rothy's are seamlessly knit using thread made from plastic water bottles, so they're ultra comfortable from the second you slip them on. That's right. There's zero break-in period for these shoes. Plus, Rothy's always come with free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risk, no worries. No reason not to try. Check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/famous. Go to rothys.com, rothys.com/famous to get your new favorite flats in time for the holidays. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/famous today. Colton and Cassie are not living together yet. That's not my problem. I get it. My problem with them is Colton and Cassie don't live together yet. They follow each other. They track each other, I think is going to be the best word, on their phones.
Okay. This, like Find My Friends.
Find My Friends is a good example. This happened to me a few years ago in my life. My buddy Jordan. Jordan says, Ben, they're going to download this app. It's going to be fun. What ended up happening was I'm a good liar in college. Really good liar. For one, on one really topic individually was, hey, I don't want to hang out tonight, so I'm going to tell my friends I'm in the library. I wouldn't be in the library.
Yeah, no.
I would be out. Or, well, I'd be home.
Yeah.
Sleeping, napping, whatever. And I get a text from Jordan. Jordan, Ben, I thought you said you were going to be in the library.
Oh.
I thought you said you were at Wendy's. Like, all of these things that I just didn't, those little white lies to cover up what I'm doing to not have to say no, started to come out. And then I would get these weird texts like, pick me up lettuce at the grocery store. And that's...
That's
where it got weird.
Yeah.
So, Sydney, before we bring in these two very special guests who love to track their friends on Find My Friends, Sydney, what do you think of all this?
Okay, so one thing that could be good about this is for safety. So, like, someone gets kidnapped. They are on Find My Friends. You can find them. That's one, but, like, extreme reason. I like it because then I know when I follow my roommate, so I know when she's coming, like, close to being home so I can clean up the apartment really quickly so I don't look like a slob. Things like that are good.
So you do this.
I do it with my roommate. I don't do it with significant others a lot, but also I get why you would do it. I mean, it keeps everything up out in the open, so like you can't hide anything.
That's fair. But
you can also do things where you go like ghost, which is interesting.
I have Find My Friends and I have a friend on there and I'll say my significant other. Mm-hmm. Say Jessica and I are following each other and Find My Friends and all of a sudden for a period of time she ghosts and disappears.
that's
where stuff gets weird. that's where I start asking questions.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. So I'm saying this earlier. I'm a little upset about it. Here's my reasoning. It's intrusive. It is now allowing everybody into our lives at a level that I don't feel comfortable with.
Okay.
Even if you have nothing to hide, it just feels burdensome to me that somebody would know where I'm at all times, no matter what I'm doing. And I say this, and Easton and Mark, who are in the studio right now, goes, Easton goes, I follow Jared. And Mark says, I follow Dean. One, I would not want to know where Dean's at most of his
it's
life.
It's always good, though, because he could get lost very easily. He could get kidnapped.
Easton, I want to start with you. What? Why? And like, do you ever feel weird about this?
No, I don't feel weird about this. I follow a lot of people, and a lot of people follow me. Dean can see my location, but I can't see his, which I think is kind of fun. This started, we were doing the Help a Second Dating podcast here at iHeartRadio, and I just sent my location to everyone in the room. Mark follows me. Tori, who works on the show, follows me. I follow her too. I follow a number of other people who work here, my wife, some of our friends.
I feel very uncomfortable right now.
I'm going to send it to you in just a moment here.
Yeah. I don't have the app.
Oh, you do. You do.
It came with your phone.
Yeah, I did. Oh,
that's cool.
We were doing the post show podcast with iHeartRadio at the Seacrest Morning Show. Steph does a show called The Post Show. And we said, let's all do it. So we all did it. And I think it's fun. So, like on Saturday night, I'll go on and say, oh, Sissany's in for the night. She got the twins. Oh, Tanya's out. She's out. She's in Hollywood. She's having a great time. I like seeing what everyone's doing. Easton's at Disneyland, usually.
Is there ever a time that you would not want someone to see where you're at?
I can't imagine where that would be. And that's why I got in. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm a dad, you know? I go to Ralph's and I go home. But there's not much in between.
True.
So, like, right now, I'll tell you where Dean is. Do you want to know where Dean is?
I would love to know where Dean is.
Dean is on the 5 freeway.
Okay. In the van.
Near the 170. Can't tell if he's going north or south. But, yeah, he's in that darn van of his. And Jared Haben, oh, Boston, Massachusetts.
That's actually helpful because I walked in. I was like, where's Ashley at today? She's in Boston, I'm assuming.
If you had her location on your phone, you wouldn't have to wonder.
So does this, all four of us, please chime in here. And listeners, please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com or hashtag the Almost Famous Podcast on Twitter. By the way, just a little break. Almost Famous Podcast nominated for a top 5 pop culture podcast in 2019. Let's go.
Nice.
Thanks, listeners. You've kept me in a job for 2 years now. I actually heard a stat, too. This is crazy. And then we'll get back to this. Over like 35 million listens now to this point.
Dang.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
That's incredible.
That's a lot of people. Okay. So does it change anything when you're dating? Okay. You're not married yet, Mark. Say you're not married at this point.
Oh.
Easton, you're not married. Is it weird to do this as you're dating? Because Colton and Cassie are not engaged. And they're not married. They are dating. They don't live together.
But they are exclusive. So
definitely.
They're not like, you know.
So does it make it any weirder or less weird? Weigh in your thoughts, listeners, and then everybody in the room, what do you think?
I think it would create more suspicion. I think it'd be like, oh, he's at that restaurant? Who's he with? I wonder who he's there with. He's probably with his buddies, but who knows? I wonder what's happening. I think it just creates a lot of questions that don't need to happen.
Yeah, like TMI.
And then it would bring up the question of like, when do you actually ask to follow them on Find Friends? Like, at what point?
Yeah, that's like more than like, are we boyfriend, girlfriend? Can I see where you are at all times? Really?
Can I stalk you with your permission?
Yeah, I wouldn't even dream. If I was a dating man, I wouldn't dream of even doing this unless we were like living together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and then I would want to know when she was coming home so that...
Because then if you like break up, like, you know, the guys that still follow you on Instagram and watch all of your things, but like ghosted you, like those type people, it would be like that where I would feel, I don't know, I would probably still watch it for whatever reason and just like know where they are at all times, but for no reason.
You wouldn't delete it right away?
I'd probably not.
That would be brutal.
Right?
I mean, I think about me, you're saying I have this app on my phone already. Say I'm in a serious relationship. I start following this person. I don't use the app for a couple months. All of a sudden I get back on the app and I can see them at some...
You like forget about
that gives,
it.
That makes me hurt talking about it.
Like, you're at like your best friend's house or something.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that would be rough.
That would be rough. But it would create a story, Sydney, and that's what we're here for,
stories.
Good stories. Well, anyways, listeners, is it weird? Is it not? I don't know. Some people like it. Some people don't. I don't like the idea of following somebody on my phone, but that's just me. I'm also, you know, 30 going on 70, it feels like sometimes when it comes to technology. Colton and Cassie, also, we brought it up, but we didn't talk about it. They are not living together. They discussed this publicly. This has also been a discussion that's came up in my life recently on the How Men Think podcast with iHeartRadio. What are your thoughts, Sydney, about living together in an exclusive dating relationship? Mm-hmm. Also, let's move that into like a fiance engagement relationship. And I want to give you my backstory, right? So I grew up in a small conservative town.
Yes.
It is a part of kind of the moral fabric to relationships that you don't live together until marriage. That was kind of how I was raised. even though I think my parents probably did for a little bit. It was just like kind of what people thought in my town. My parents have never really spoken out against it, by the way. It's just kind of the idea around it. And then Lauren and I moved in together after our engagement on the show. It got a lot of controversy. I didn't realize it because I've been very outspoken about my faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. I fully believe in Jesus. And when we moved in together, I didn't even think about how the repercussion from the masses would feel. But it was a lot of comments like, I thought you said this, but this is the actions you're choosing. Now, I didn't know how to necessarily process that because there's a lot of reasons why you move in together.
Yeah.
One, financially, it's a lot easier. Two, Lauren and I didn't really know each other.
Yeah.
So we knew we had to learn a little bit about each other. Move on from Lauren now. You know, Jessica and I are not living together. We actually live in two separate cities, Nashville and Denver. One of the things that we want to do right is to, I mean, I love this woman. I want to make sure that we cultivate the healthiest relationships. And now we're at a place of saying, okay, it's time to take that next step.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do it well? And I want to hear from you all. What you think?
I also, on Colton and Cassie, like they're both religious as well. So I think that might play a factor to why they're not living together. I also think that if I want to marry someone personally, like I would want to live with them first because that changes the dynamic of everything, no matter like friends, family, anything. Mm-hmm. Like living together is a whole other animal. So I would just want to, it's a picture into what your life will be. And I think that's the best way to do it is just like forcing yourself into like, but I'm not like, I don't come from a background where it's like you don't live together before marriage. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's like a foreign thought.
Yeah.
East
we're also living in like modern times too. So it kind of changes things.
Yeah, I agree. I'd actually say modern times actually would almost allow us to live farther apart because of FaceTime, phone, all that. But Easton, Mark, any strong thoughts on this?
Well, you know, the other trend is that like Kaylee Cuoco and I've heard of some others that are married and not living together.
Oh,
Gwyneth Paltrow and her new partner were married for a while and not living together. They plan to eventually, but right now it's not convenient. So even though they're married, they're having separate homes and they say it's really helping a lot. Huh. Tanya met a guy in an airplane last week who he and his wife are only together 3 days a week. And then 4 days a week, he's mm-hmm. in a different house. And that just keeps it exciting.
Fresh.
It makes those 3 days really exciting and fun and fresh. Yeah. For me, we lived together for a year before we got married. It was right at the time I proposed, which was timed well because her parents were not happy about it.
Yeah.
When I proposed, that then it became okay again. You
was
know?
It a, like was it a faith background?
Yes,
that they had? Okay.
It was. Once we proposed, they decided it was okay for us to live together, and it worked out because it's like you say, it's the convenience, it's the money, it's that sort of thing. There's lots of reasons to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a strong faith. I'm a godless man, but we didn't move in together till we
an outlaw. They say.
Yeah.
In his floral shirt.
Yeah. You know, when I roamed the countryside looking for someone to beat up, we got engaged though. We didn't move in together till we got engaged because my now wife said, I've done this with too many guys. I've like moved in with them and like got in our lives all intertwined and then broken up. I don't want to do that again. I don't have the time to waste on that.
Yeah. I feel like I would want to be engaged and then move in instead of just like dating.
So that's what we did. And then we got engaged. It was like a year period before we got married. And I was like, if there's something you don't like about me, you better figure it out this year. Because
it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking about this with Jessica because we're talking through these kind of conversations. We've started to have them and we're at dinner the other night in New York. And we were sitting having a beautiful dinner and we started talking about our future and it was an exciting conversation. It was really fun for us. And I brought up this topic because it was brought up to me. And one of the guys on the Howman Think podcast said, you know, you shouldn't be doing this for anybody but yourselves. One, you need to make this decision as a couple. And I said, I would agree with that. The also part is that, you know, if the families are against it, you don't want to burn those bridges. I love Jessica's family. She loves my family. I want to respect what they want. And I want to walk through this wisely because I don't need to just jump into living with somebody with burning every bridge I ever had with her family. You know, I don't want to do that. I want to respect them. And I said, Jessica, what are your pros and cons to not living together? Because that's what she doesn't want to do it. And she said something. I said, I phrased it with, wouldn't it be great if we lived together so you would find out things about me that you don't like so that it wouldn't work? And she says, the difference is once we're married, the things we don't like, we're going to work on blending and compromising on. And she said, I know you well enough to know that you would want to compromise for me. And I hope you know that I'd want to compromise for you and we'll make our lives work. But we'll do that once we're married. So there isn't an out. Like we're in this thing. And I think if we live together before we even engaged or even as we're engaged, it's too easy to say no. It's too easy to go because living together cannot be easy. I cannot imagine that in any relationship, it's like a super easy transition.
Huh.
So that's my thought. I don't know. It's an interesting topic. It's one that we're talking about more and more, but Cassie and Colton are not living together. They've been public about it. Yeah, these thoughts are so fun and so exciting. Please email us if you think you should live together before marriage or not. Right now, I'm on the side of not, but we'll see. Hey, Colton gives Peter Weber advice for his new season. This new season that ended filming this last week. We have no clue what happened. We're going to try to keep it that way. We don't want to ruin anything. I do know Peter Weber cut his face up at some point. That's the that was bad. Yeah. He's still good looking. He's going to be fine. So Colton says this to Peter Weber. He goes, my season specifically exemplified that there's an expectation to get engaged. But my only advice is just like it's your life at the end of it. They have another bachelor. They have another bachelorette. So you really need to keep in mind to do what's best for you and what's best for your relationship because it's your real life. I think that's an important piece is Colton says it. It's true. It's your real life. People, like the cameras go down, the show stops airing. Your life doesn't stop at that moment. It keeps going and there's still repercussions from that. Sydney, any immediate thoughts?
I agree with that because I think what sometimes people fall into the show, it's they feel like they have to follow a certain storyline. And I think he makes a good point. Like it doesn't have to always end how the show designed it to end. And I think that makes a successful relationship. So that way you're meeting your person where you're supposed to be at versus like forcing you guys into this one little like hole. And it seemed to work out for Colton, which is good, but I think it's like pushing boundaries with the show as well. Cause I think that they're having a lot of different outcomes at the end of this versus just like the typical, everyone gets engaged and they're happy at the end of it. So I don't know.
Ben, winning the lead, do you feel the pressure from the producers? I need to make this interesting, entertaining, exciting. Do you lose sight of your own life and think of what's best for the show?
You know, I think it would be incredibly hard to know there's 200 people standing around you on those last few days and not finish this thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is a lot of pressure. I don't think I recognized it at the time. I think I realized what was at stake here. I also, you know, the language of how special would this be if this was the end of your love or the start of your next chapter? How special would it be if your whole love story was documented on television? How special would it be if you could show her in this moment how much you care? That language starts to seep inside and you're like, yeah, it would be special. It would be great. How do I explain it if I just walk off this thing? Every year I get to talk to the Bachelor. Well, at least I have until I get too old. And I remember with Nick, there was this moment where I was really pumped for Nick because I knew this was something he was excited about. And I remember my only advice as I was like thinking through what I wanted to tell him was don't feel the pressure to get engaged. Don't carry that weight. Don't carry that burden because engagement is a real thing.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up's been asked to me, you know, do I regret then proposing? Yeah. I don't. I think it's added a layer to my life that I now have to explain and ask for, you know, understanding on. Yeah. But I don't regret it because it was what I thought was right at the time. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work out. Here's my problem with this statement, though. I think Colton's spot on. And I just said it to Nick. I would hate for any Bachelor to walk into the season in the back of his mind thinking that not making that commitment was the wrong thing. Uh-huh. That like starting to like, because it's so easy to doubt yourself already, especially when you're in this world, that it's going to be so easy to say, huh, I'm not into it. I got to go.
Yeah. Take the easy route out.
Yeah. I don't want that either. Sydney, if you were at the end there.
Yeah.
Would you be upset if they didn't, like if the guy
didn't
do it?
Yeah, I would be upset. Especially if I was like ready and I like knew, because I would, the whole process while you're there, you're so unsure about how they feel about you because they're not really allowed to say anything. So then if I were to get to the end and he still didn't propose, I would be like, well, so do you like me? It's hard. I would want that validation, especially at the end.
Well, we're going to bring up somebody that has proposed at the end. She is the new co-host of the Bachelor Live on stage show with me starting February 1st. Becca Gufrin, welcome.
Welcome.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Really good. Becca, we're just getting out of a conversation. And before we start talking about this tour and all the great things that you and I are going to do on it, what do you think about Colton's advice to Peter to say, don't feel like you need to get engaged at the end of the season? Good advice, bad advice, or is it just exactly what somebody needs to hear?
I mean, truly, I think that's exactly what somebody needs to hear. I remember the pressure I felt going in the second time around on The Bachelorette, being like, okay, I don't want to push anything if I'm not ready. And luckily the production team was great about being like, this is your choice. Like, this is potentially like your life, your partner. And if it feels right, go for it. And so I think it's, if it feels right, of course, like follow your heart, Peter, and hopefully find the one. But I would never want anyone to feel like they had to be forced into something, you know, like some other bachelors may have felt.
Do you feel forced into being engaged to Garrett?
No, not at all. The only time I'd say sometimes I feel forced is when he keeps me up at night because he's snoring so loud.
Just got to push him a little, flip him over.
I know. Oh, trust me. I've been taking videos like crazy of him every night. I'm going to make a whole snoring compilation of him.
Oh, that'll be cute for like an anniversary gift.
Sydney, I don't know if you saw this, but Becca and Garrett had this thing on social media. I think it was yesterday or the day before that made me laugh so hard. So Minnow, their dog, must have torn up the house, like just torn up the shoes and the cow, whatever. And then you see this video of Becca like holding Minnow and like scratching her belly, and Garrett on the couch videotaping her being like, this is a great way to like, you know, reinforce bad behavior. And I thought it was so funny.
That is funny.
I like to say Garrett is the disciplinarian one out of us. I just can't yell at her. I can't get mad at her. Everything she does, even if she's a little turd, she just is such a cutie pie. So I leave it to him and then hope that she just loves me more when I spoil her.
Yeah, it's a good cop, bad cop.
Yeah,
Becca,
exactly.
How are you going to spoil me when we start this tour?
Well, Ben, if you chew up my shoes, I probably won't give you a belly rub.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say if we have a great show, I'll take you out for a beer every night.
Oh, I can do that. I like that. Sydney, so I don't know if you've heard, but a little bit background here. The Bachelor Live on Stage tour is starting February 1st in Arizona. And the whole concept is this. Bachelor Nation has been so good to the show. Mm-hmm. And so a team came together and said, let's make a live traveling tour. So we're going to, I don't know, Becca, what is it, 66 cities?
Wow, mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to be busy.
Quite a lot. Becca and I are going to be literally on tour buses.
Oh, my gosh.
With professional dancers and production and musicians, like everything. And that's then Becca awesome. And I will be on this bus as well. Garrett will be traveling. Jessica will be traveling with us. Minnow is going to be traveling with us. But here's the concept of the show, because a lot of people want to ask. And Becca, please feel free to chime in where you want here. Okay. We're going to go to each city, 66 cities, pick a new bachelor in each of these cities. So 66 different bachelors.
Okay.
10 women at each location. And they're going to be dating in real life on stage in front of 2,000 people, who, how many show up to the auditorium. Uh-huh. All down to the very end where they'll give out a final rose.
Wow. How many days are you staying in each city?
One. It's a 2.5-hour
show.
This
is all happening in 2.5 hours?
It's a 2.5-hour show.
Okay. It's like
a
fast track.
We have a show every night and then sleep on the bus, wake up in a new city. It's just, we're just going to bang one at 66 in a row.
So are they expected to be engaged at the end?
I hope we get one, but no.
We potentially could.
I could see like 2.5 hours of love really, you know.
Totally.
Like moving into this romantic scenario where your love story could play out in front of 2,000 people in 2.5 hours and at the end you're engaged. No, the request is this, is at the end, I can't give, there's a really cool twist to the show at the very end, but he is asking one woman, hey, would you like to accept my rose? And she gets the twist is that she has the power at that moment to say yes, no, or something else, which is going to really make the show fun, I think, for everybody involved. Now, the question that we always get asked, why The Bachelor, why not The Bachelorette? We're starting with The Bachelor. We hope to do The Bachelorette. Yeah. We hope that we can do a lot of these kind of shows. But for the first go around, please come and watch us at one of these 66 cities. Becca Kufrin and I are going to be hitting the road. Becca, a tour bus. We're taking tour buses. Yeah. What is your strategy for tour bus life?
Oh, man. You know, I feel like I need to talk to some rock stars who have done this, because I, like, knowing me, and I feel like, Ben, you're kind of the same way. I need alone time sometimes, so this will definitely be interesting.
Gosh, yes, it will.
We will luckily have our own bathrooms, which will be nice. But it's going to be interesting. I think the main thing that's going to be tough for me is the whole packing situation, because I am notorious for overpacking, and these tour buses aren't huge. Mm. So I'm going to have probably one little small suitcase that I'll have to cram everything into which at this point, I don't know if it's doable. I'm sure Garrett will probably have to throw out a lot for me and help me. But I think it'll be fun. You know, not many people can say that they've lived on a tour bus for part of their life. And so no. I just want to go in with an open head and heart and to just really soak it all in for all it's worth. And I'm sure we'll have some days where, you know, we're going to need our alone time and we're going to be down or stressed or sick or whatever it might be. But I think overall, with Ben and the entire team traveling with us, we'll keep everyone's spirits high and just make it a really good run.
I think Hannah, when she was Bachelorette, had to take breaks. Like, she called them stare at the wall breaks. So she would schedule in like 15 minutes where she would just literally stare at the wall and like no one would talk to her. So maybe you need some of those.
Yeah, sounds super healthy.
my whole thing, and I think I've told Ben this before, I used to, because you don't have any alone time, you always have somebody with you, that I used to pretend that I had to go to the bathroom really bad. And I would legit just sit on the toilet,
the
like not even going to the bathroom, and just sit there for quiet time for like 10, 15 minutes because, you know, you need it. You need your own time sometimes.
Yeah. That's going to be a great thing. I'm just going to take a lot of advantage to try to clean out my colon. Here's the thing. I'm all for equality. But there's one thing that's very obvious when it comes to minimum that just is not equal. And that's the fact that, Becca, when you talk about packing, I'm talking about literally bringing one suit on the road with me and wearing it at all 66 locations.
You're allowed to do that, though.
And probably basketball shorts and a t-shirt, and then that's it. Like, that's all. Oh, okay. And you're going to be stressing out, and I'm just going to hang up a suit.
Same suit.
Guys, you have the luxury. Here's the thing. You can accessorize with your ties and your pocket squares, and you can get away with it. Like, girls, we need options. I feel like if I wear the same gown every night, I'll definitely get bored of it. And I think people are going to get bored of it, too. So I'm going to need, you know, hopefully a couple of dresses there. But luckily, I'm not going to give too much away of what we're doing on stage, but we will have some costume changes, which will come in handy with having the stage manager to keep track of those bad boys.
I hope I turn into a unicorn at some point. I don't think it's a thing, but I just really, I feel like that's
my dream of yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we could make it happen.
Becca, before we let you go here, what is something, so I was announced as the host, I don't know, months ago. And then there was been the plans the whole time we would have a co-host and we were working through things and then Becca got chosen and we had to wait a little bit to announce it. I'm ecstatic that Becca's my co-host. I don't know if you know
it's
Becca
a great
well,
choice,
but
yes.
She's terrific. She's funny. She's smart. She's going to be easy to get along with for 4 months. And I love Garrett. I think Garrett's the best. So I'm pumped to be with him and Jessica loves him as well. Outside of our time together, Becca, because I know that's probably number one, what is the thing that you're most excited for when it comes to this tour?
Oh, two things. So number one is just meeting everyone in all the cities. I know we're going to be offering VIP meet and greets after each show. I mean, I've traveled quite a bit, but there's a lot of cities that I've never been to that are on this tour. So I'm just excited to check out the cities, to meet the people, and just to get, like, feel the vibe from the audience. Like, I really want to, like play off of everyone in the crowd. And I think that's kind of what's going to get us going night by night, because we're going to have a lot of shows in a row, Ben. So it's really going to be up to the audience to, you know, help keep us up and spirited and all that fun stuff. I'm also very excited. So side note, I'm a huge foodie. So during the days we'll have some downtime to explore the cities. So I want to eat my heart out. I want to hit all of the great local spots. So for anyone listening, if we're coming to your cities, please DM us any recommendations, because I want all of the good donut places. I want to know where we can get a good cocktail after the show, whatever it might be. So that's another thing I look forward to, is just exploring the cities.
That is a great point. I never thought about that, but you literally just made my life. We're going to have so much fun eating. Hey,
Ben, we're going to gain like 25 pounds.
Okay. You know what? Fat and happy. That sounds awesome. Hey, if you want to see Becca on the tour in one of these 66 cities, go to BachelorLiveOnStage.com to purchase tickets. We're pumped about it. We're excited about it. Becca, let's make some love happen all across the U.S. of A. Becca,
we will.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, guys. Can't wait to see y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Speaking of love, we're going to talk about Blake Hortzman potentially finding love in one place that he's very famous for finding it. But before we do, let's take a break. Shopping for fine jewelry can be more than a little bit overwhelming. It can be hard to find the gorgeous piece that perfectly complements your style. And it can be even harder to know whether you're getting the best value for the price, especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark up prices by 500 to 1,000%. Noemi believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. That's why they cut out the middlemen to deliver exceptional products without the exorbitant markup. Noemi designs and manufactures everything in-house, and they can only sell directly to consumers. Noemi is the only fine jewelry company that can offer you incredible quality and sustainability at this price. They use reclaimed 18-karat gold, a sustainable option with the perfect balance of strength and purity. You have to know a guy to get these prices everywhere else. I'm talking to my buddy right now about engagement rings. And it's exactly this comment. You have to know a guy
to
get good prices. It's not fair, but you won't if you go to Noemi, risk-free experience. Noemi also offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns on every product, including engravings and custom designs. You don't need to know a guy, just go to Noemi. You can even get a no-interest monthly payment plan over 4 months with no hidden costs or extra charges. So if you're saying, yeah, Ben, I want to go. I want to get this thing. I just don't know how. Well, I'm going to tell you. If you're looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further. Go to hellonoemi.com/almost to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code ALMOST. That's an even better deal on top of spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands. Just go to hello, H-E-L-L-O, Noemi, N-O-E-M-I-E.com/almost. And don't forget to use promo code ALMOST for $50 off your first purchase. Sydney, two last conversations I want to have with you. One is on Blake Hortzman announcing that he will be back at Stagecoach this year. He's ready for a redemption story. Oh, I'm not sure what that looks like.
I don't either. Yeah, it's not good, I'm sure.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Should he just go and like be sober the whole time and just like, you know, pass out?
That would flowers. Be terrific. But how terrible does that sound?
Not
the sobriety part as much as like you're just at a place at a festival.
People are just like waiting for you to mess up, basically. I don't know. It's not going to... Why? I would never want to go back there. I'd be like, I would have like trauma.
What's the scenario look like? So there's two paths I'm seeing. He walks in and everybody like has Blake Hortzman signs. Like, I know.
Literally.
This is, yeah. Or he walks in and everybody's going to make the Blake
like,
comment.
Boo.
Yeah. Like what happens, Sydney, at this whole thing?
It's going to be a lot. If I were him, I would never want to be near a music festival ever again. But for whatever reason, he thinks this is the same thing he did in Paradise. He thought he was going to redeem himself every day he got there. So now he's going back to the place where it all began and thinks he's going to redeem himself. I mean, I don't know how you do that. I really don't know.
I wonder if Stagecoach is paying him.
It's
got to be one of those things, right? It has to be.
I can confirm that they are.
Yeah. Oh, I've never been to Stagecoach. I like country music. Yeah. I like festivals. If somebody offered me money to come to their festival, I would say yes, because typically I'm buying the tickets.
Uh-huh. If you were Blake?
I just think this is a really dangerous scenario.
Yeah.
And it's going to... You know what's going to happen. And truth be told, he's going to get there. Nothing wild's going to happen. Nothing weird's going to happen. He's going to be on his best behavior.
Yes.
And if he's not, it's going to backfire so bad.
Yeah.
But he's going to be on his best behavior. It's all going to go fine. But nobody's going to talk about that either.
True.
Because it's not a story. No. Oh, Blake went to Stagecoach and he... was celibate.
Yeah, like hopefully he will stay celibate.
We'll see. If he's not, this will be a storyline for the ages.
Yeah.
Stagecoach.
Let's get him back to paradise if he's not.
I hope there's Blake Hortzman like signs at Stagecoach one day. Like, come see Blake.
Oh, there's like merch.
Yeah, this is the Stagecoach we've all heard about. This season of Paradise had Stagecoach mentioned so many times, just like this podcast. Do you think the festival was ecstatic about this?
It's like the best thing that's ever happened to them, okay. I'm sure, right? Free advertising?
It was over and over and over.
Oh, again. Like I will never forget it. Like everyone was talking about it and now they're like using it to promote it more.
When you were down there, did it feel like everybody was talking about it too?
I think they had to like request that to use the term Stagecoach because it was being brought up in interviews so much. So yeah.
There is an episode, I forget which one, it blurs together at some point, but like, two or three different women came back to back to back, all at that point admitting that Stagecoach had an interaction with Blake at Stagecoach. And it was like, is humorous the right word, or just like nail biting,
comical, yeah,
cringeworthy. Like there was so many emotions to that because it was like, I met Blake at Stagecoach.
Literally.
I met Blake at Stagecoach. And then I think somebody else came on and was like, I met Blake at Stagecoach, but nothing happened. Like they had to like preface it. Yeah.
It's almost like the producer's like, send in the next one, send in the next Stagecoach person. Like they just like lined them all up and it worked. I mean, it was beautifully done, but it led to Blake's ultimate demise.
It definitely did. If you want to see the expert at Stagecoach, Blake Hortzman, he's going to be there this year. Okay, final topic.
Yes.
This one's an interesting one. I want to get clarity on it from Tayshia at some point, but until then, let's just weigh in what we think. JPJ and Tayshia, as we announced a few weeks ago, have officially broken up. They did just now speak up about their breakup. Tayshia said his 9-to-5 job was hard on their relationship. So I think taking that comment out of context is really bad. But that is the line.
Is that what she said?
That was the line. That was the title of the article. Now I get it. It's,
I feel like that's not true.
Okay, tell me why.
Because her, knowing her and talking to her, she liked his 9-to-5 job. Like that was something that intrigued her about him. That he was like essentially like normal and not trying to like go into this whole influencer life. I mean, he was doing it on the side, but it wasn't like his whole like job.
Yeah.
Was what attracted her to him the most, was that he was like smart and driven and had that like real job that he had.
Well, in this world, it isn't common to find somebody with that real job.
Exactly.
It is hard. I mean, I would say for myself, like even the balance of a 9-to-5 on top of, so I, you know, now full time I do Generous.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day when The Bachelor was going on and The Bachelorette, I kept my job through the whole thing for a software company. So I was clocked in, clocked out. And it was really difficult to do all those above. Friday evening, I would fly to wherever I have to be to do press or event or whatever. And it was fun. And that was exciting. And it was cool. And then right back on Monday to my desk. And it's exhausting. And it's weird. And it feels like two separate lives.
Yeah.
But it's healthy.
It is. I think that she also, because he was so much younger, because he had that like real like finance job, she would like, it almost made it more okay for her that she was dating him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then when he left that, she was like, oh, that's not what we agreed on, like when they left.
Yeah. So I think taking that comment out of context probably caused a little injustice here. But if that comment was made,
okay,
it would just not sit right with you, right? I mean, 9-to-5 job in this world would be super respectful, right?
Yeah, because then you have like from 5 on to like do whatever you need to do. That's a lot of time.
Post away.
Yeah.
Take some content.
Exactly.
Do your thing.
Yeah. Well, also, they were living on two different coasts. She was in LA and he was in Maryland.
Oh, that's tough.
So that didn't help either.
And I'm sure getting to Maryland is not easy.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, hey, before we close out the podcast, I got to give a shout out. We have a few very special guests in studio today. We have Maddie, Rebecca, and Kylie, all from the Generous team. Today, listen to this. So this morning, one of the old producers of The Bachelor, Alon Gale.
Yes.
And his girlfriend, Molly, came with us to the LA mission. A few weeks ago on the podcast, we talked to Bob Dalton about a campaign we were doing with Sackcloth and Ashes, where we would sell blankets. And then for every blanket sold, one would be donated to the LA mission. On top of that, 25% of the proceeds would then be donated back. And everybody would receive a bag of coffee from Generous, right? So today was our blanket drop where we passed out the blankets. We went to the LA mission. We hung out there. First off, if you're in LA, they need volunteers. They need funding. They need support. The LA mission is doing some amazing things. 800 meals served per day, free of charge to people without a home. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Not only that, they have education programs. They have safe places for housing. I mean, the front page of the LA Times today had an article about how unhappy people are in the LA area with the policies being passed for homelessness. Well, if you want to do something about that, stop complaining and get out there and help yourself at the Los Angeles mission. But anyways, this Generous team came into LA with us today. They're in studio. I want to thank them for their hard work, their efforts to put on an amazing, amazing campaign with Sackcloth and Ashes. Hey, if you want a gift for the holiday season, go to generouscoffee.com. Get some coffee for your friends. It's worth it. It's really
Everybody
nice.
Everybody loves coffee and being generous.
Everybody loves coffee. I like you.
I know.
You're a good time. You're a good time. Hey, I want to say thanks to Sydney for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. You know, Becca Kufner is actually supposed to step in today and co-host. And then we're like, Sydney's closer. Becca can't make it. And
literally in the building.
You're in the building. And I want to just say thank you. You're really good at this. Like,
thank you.
And there's a skill set to this that you just bring. And it's always fun to talk to you. So please come
always
back.
Always down. Always down.
Also, if you have anybody that's single in the Los Angeles area and looking to date Sydney, I don't know why you wouldn't. Can you just give, before we say goodbye to you, like five things why somebody should date you? Like you dance, what else? Like give
dance,
us your resume.
I think I'm pretty chill. Yeah. I am driven. I'm fun. I am open to new things. And I can also get deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that go. How you want. Sounds like something else. It's fine.
She's a great time. We love her on here. Sydney, thanks again. And until next time, you got to follow my lead here. I think you probably remember this.
Oh,
I'm going to say something here and you're going to do it right after, right?
All right.
I've been Ben.
I've been Sydney.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula, to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.